Are you tired of lukewarm faith in a culture that's boiling over with confusion? In this short devotional, discover how God can turn your tepid heart into a rolling boil of Holy Spirit fire right in Washington's public square. Hear why your hope can't rest in politicians, parties, or policies, but in Jesus Christ alone. Listen in and be challenged to stand firm, serve boldly, and spread hope instead of despair. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. I hope you're having a blessed day. We are in Romans chapter 12, Transformed Living, a Romans 12 roadmap. And if you're enjoying these daily devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Finally, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It really does help us accomplish our goal of changing the heart so that we can change the public square. So we are in Romans chapter 12, and we are in verses 9 through 13. We're going to break down this kind of in the middle of a sentence. So today we'll handle half of it, and tomorrow we'll handle the other half. Let's look at our question for the day. Which of these commands, zeal, hope, patience, prayer, generosity, hospitality, needs the most revival in your heart today, right now in your life? What do you need revival of the heart for? And so let's read Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 13. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor, not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, devoted to prayer, contributing to the needs of the saints, and practicing hospitality. All right, so we're going to break this in half today and talk about revival in our hearts. How many of you know that if we want to experience revival in our communities, it's got to start in the bride of Christ, in the heart of those who believe in Jesus Christ? If we are a dead set of people, it's not going to do anything good. We need to be alive, and we need to allow the Holy Spirit, that same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, dwell inside of us. So we are here. It says that we are to be devoted to one another in brotherly love, giving preference to one another in honor, not lagging behind in diligence. We need to be diligent in our walk with God, diligent in our honoring of others. We need to have a diligence and urgency to do what God has called us today to do. So I proclaim I will not lag in diligence today in my walk loving God and loving others. So think about that, not lagging behind in diligence. That we need to, look at this, be fervent in spirit. Now, we don't use the concept of being fervent very often. I mean, I'm fervent today. What does that even mean? So, you know, like when you take a pot of water and you set it onto a stove, and at first it's cold water or maybe tepid water, and you turn on the heat of that water and it moves to just a little bit of bubbles coming up as it heats up, as the temperature of that water goes up, you get a couple little bubbles, but then it becomes a rolling boil, right? Where it begins to bubble, and then it becomes a hard boil. And that boiling, that rapid heat exploding through the water is the same thing that is as if God is going through you. He's heating up your life. You're like a boiling rolling boil of water. It's the Holy Spirit is warming up your heart, and you are fervent in spirit. You are fervent in what God has for you today. So think about that. Are you going to have a day of just tepidness, lukewarmness, wet noodle, you know, whatever, where you are just kind of blah? Or are you going to have a day where you understand that the Spirit of God dwells inside of you, and that Spirit is lighting a fire inside of your heart like never before, and that you are fervent in spirit? You are a child of the King. You are on fire for Jesus because He loves you and died for you and rose again for you, and that you are fervent in spirit and not just kind of lagging behind. So it says this. It says, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Now think about serving the Lord today. So when you walk throughout your day, it is incredibly, incredibly important that you serve Jesus today. God's going to open your eyes today to the lost, the hurting, the down, the outcast, those who are far from God, the backslider, the person who has never heard of Jesus, the person who's far from God. He's going to open your eyes to that today. And he's going to ask you to be his servant in that moment, to step out with the living God and say, you know, I was in your spot. I've been there too. And I ran to the Father, and this is what I found. He died. He sent his son to die on the cross for my sins, and he rose again that I may have eternal life. And so as you walk through this today, begin to understand that you can be fervent in the things of Almighty God, and that you are serving the Lord with diligence. You are serving the Lord with a spirit that is on fire. We do not have a dead faith. We need our hearts revived with the Word of God and the Spirit of God interacting with the people of God. Turn up that temperature in your heart today. So you're going to go into that public square, and the question is, are you going to serve the Lord today? Because the next part of this, and this is where we're going to stop, that we rejoice in hope. The greatest thing is that you do not give in to defeatism. I hear it all the time. I hear people saying Washington is too far gone, that this place has just gone to hell in a handbasket. And I want to encourage you, let's believe in who Jesus is. Our hope is not in elected officials. Our hope is not in Bob Ferguson. Our hope is not in, you know, those around us. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. And we need revival in our hearts as believers in Jesus, that we would once again know that we are people who have been given inalienable rights by the living God, not by government. So we won't give in to defeatism. We won't abandon our post, but we will stand strong on the very things of God, and we will be people who spread hope. The hope is in Jesus Christ. We need a revival of the heart today. Wokeism has pressed in to our culture and to those around us, and God wants to do something amazing in our lives today, to walk in the very presence of Almighty God like never before. Our public square will change if the people of God will no longer be cowards and afraid of the things of this world, but will really turn to the living God and say, God, here I am, use me. The harvest is great, but the workers are few. We need to send workers into the field and to begin to harvest. The next generation is looking for you to spread hope and not despair. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your day, this day, God. We want to be diligent, fervent. We want to serve you. We want to rejoice in hope today, God. Would you go before us in all things, God? As we step into that public square today, would you transform our hearts from the inside out, God? God, we want to see our elected officials come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. We humbly bow our knees and ask for the salvation of Bob Ferguson, for the salvation of every elected official in the House, in the Senate, in the counties, at the city level, our sheriffs, everyone, God, that they would come to know you. Let us be people who spread hope and not fear. Let us be people who walk fervently in the things of God. Would you set on fire our hearts today, God, for the things of God, that you would speak through us. Let us see the down, the out, cast the hurting and those around us. God, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.